Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. That was William Vitalis singing Open My Eyes to the World. And tonight, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. This is part one of the coming full solar eclipse on August 21st, what to prepare for, what to expect, and about the timing of the eclipse and what they all really are. I'm very excited. I have a lot of information for you. This is a call-in show. The number to call in for your question is 888-429-5471. Please try to make your question about your concerns in the present moment just before the eclipse. I'm sure that you might have a lot of questions about the eclipse, not necessarily personal things about family, but whatever you're feeling about what's coming in a little bit more than a month from now, this is going to be very powerful, shockingly powerful. So the number to call in is 888-429-5471. I will need your first name, your birth date, and where you're calling from, city and state. On August 21st, for the first time in 99 years, a total solar eclipse will cut through the entire continental United States. It's going to be awesome. If you're in the bullseye center of the moon's shadow, which is called the totality, the sky will go dark for a few minutes in the middle of the day. Stars will appear. Birds will become confused and start chirping their nighttime songs. And it's also because of a cosmic coincidence. From the Earth, both the Moon and the Sun appear to be roughly the same size. This is the first total eclipse of the Sun visible from the United States, which excludes Alaska and Hawaii, since February 26, 1979. The last time a total eclipse was visible from coast to coast was on June 8, 1918. Most of the country will see a partial eclipse, which is also pretty cool, but the complete show, you need to be within 60 miles of the wide path of the totality. Luckily, NASA has mapped the entire path of totality in fabulous detail, and you can go to their website and read about it and see it. The next solar eclipse won't come to our planet again until 2024. 12 million people live directly in this band of light, according to space.com. They all have to see the totality. The brief span of time during which the moon obscures the sun completely will be looked upon by all these people. About 2 million people live within a one day's drive of that band. I'm going to read the states to you that the eclipse will cross. Beginning in Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, a corner of Iowa, a corner of Kansas, Missouri, parts of St. Louis. Yellowstone National Park, it goes right over it. But then there's parts of Illinois, the bottom of Illinois, which touches Iowa, Kentucky and Tennessee, the top corner of North Carolina, and Nashville, Georgia, and South Carolina. The eclipse ends in South Carolina at the coast at Charleston. All of these areas will be affected by the eclipse. As the last sunlight vanishes, a scene of unexampled beauty, grandeur, and impressions breaks upon the view. The globe of the moon, black as ink, will be seen as if hanging in midair, surrounded by a crown of soft, silvery light, that which, like the old painter used to depict around the heads of saints, almost like a halo. Because this corona, tongues of rose-colored flame of the most fantastic form shoot from various points around the edge of the lunar disks. It's really quite something to see. These eclipses in the sun and the moon pretend to be no good to us. I mean, it's always been rumored an eclipse brings danger, an eclipse brings trouble, an eclipse singles death, an eclipse singles all kinds of rumors and things. Through the wisdom of nature can, I'm sorry, though the wisdom of nature can reason it thus and thus, nature finds itself scourged by the sequence of events, because love cools, friendships fall off, brothers divide. In the city, mutinies. In countries, discord. In palaces, treason. And the bond cracks twixt the father and the son. The villain of mine comes under the prediction. There's son against father and father against son. The king falls from bias of nature. And there is the father against the child. Some of this is from Nostradamus, and some of this is from the Bible quotes. So it's very interesting, and we can certainly expect some temperature drops. The temperature does drop with an eclipse, almost 20 degrees. There can be confusion by sudden darkness. Animals may prepare to go to sleep. We can have storms. We can have raging seas, we can have tornadoes, high winds. So what is actually going to happen, we won't know until we go through it, but these are the things that do come. Now here's some good things that come, of course. One is the angels. The angels are on watch, and the archangels are overseeing all of this. There are four star groups in the heavens. And the star groups are Archangel Michael. He's the watcher of the east. Archangel Uriel is the watcher of the west. Archangel Gabriel is the watcher of the south. And Archangel Raphael, known as the healing angel, will be the watcher of the north and the star Regulus. The planet Mars will be in Leo during this solar eclipse. When Mars and Saturn come together near a conjunction with Regulus, strong and exciting events are always, always observed, and we need to be prepared. Often assassinations, leadership coups, revolutions, revolts, demonstrations, overthrows of heads of state, and similar violent events happened. The greatest influence of a solar eclipse is exerted over the cities and towns where it is visible. Now, I am concerned about Kansas City, Memphis, St. Louis, and Jackson, and the whole area where those three rivers are coming together, the Ohio River, the Missouri River, and the Mississippi River are coming together, that will go down the middle of the country and split the United States of America in half. We're going to get back to this in a moment, but I do have a call coming in. I have Perry from New York. How are you?
Yes. Good, thanks.
And what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I have a question about my romantic life.
We're supposed to be talking about the eclipse.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we could just ask questions.
You're in New York. Do you live in New York now?
Yeah.
Okay. I will tell you this, and then we can certainly talk offline at some point. All romantic lives are going to have some turbulence over the next 3 weeks. My advice is to hang in there and get through this eclipse. You're in New York. It doesn't affect you directly because it's not coming across New York. You will be able to see it around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you will be affected by these energies. So I'm sure that you're having turbulence now. How long have you been dating your partner?
I'm not dating anyone now. I have a couple people I work with that I'm curious about if how
okay,
they feel, you know.
We can do that in a reading down the road, and I would love to do that. But tonight we are working on the eclipse. So listen to the rest of the show and then get back to me when you can.
Okay, thanks.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and this is a call-in show tonight, but I wanted you to call in with questions about your location, what you're doing, and what you might be expecting with the eclipse, because I'm telling you, you're going to have a lot of sudden changes that you didn't see coming. The number to call is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. It's funny about eclipses and about eras. We've been going through change from November 1st right up until we had this new moon in this week. And the new moon, which is, I believe, 3 degrees, either Leo or Aquarius, is here and it's starting the new era. So we have finished an era from 1981 to 2017. This has been an era that is coming to a close. We'll have finalities. We'll have endings. We'll have people moving away in the middle of the night. We'll have losses, but we'll also have gains. And it's a wonderful time for new beginnings. New moons always bring new beginnings, but it's a wonderful time for new beginnings because that's what new moons bring you, and that's what we're having. We're going into another era that goes through, I believe, 2028, but I do have the dates. Anyway, the greatest influence is exerted over the cities and towns where the eclipse is visible. It's going from Seattle down across Yellowstone Park and all the way over to Charleston, South Carolina. I'm concerned about Wyoming and Yellowstone Park, and I'm also concerned about where the three rivers are coming together. We've had so much rain. This has been predicted for many, many years. People will not believe it, will not accept it, thinks it's ridiculous, but it's really not. I know that it's hard to let go. I know that it's hard when people leave our lives. And I also know that we have to accept it, whether it's our lover, our children, our parents, our friends. So what I did is I picked some music tonight, and I picked a good old friend who I've known for years. Her name is Connie Francis, and she was one of the top singers of the 1950s and 60s. Let's listen to Connie tell us what she feels among her souvenirs.
There's nothing left. Oh,
That was Connie Francis telling us what she's doing among her souvenirs. And although it's difficult to let go and make changes, and many of us are afraid, that's what we need to do here. We need to open up and embrace what's ahead and accept what is gone. What's done is done. There is a profound doorway to the great unknown, which is awaiting to open. And of course, what also awaits are prayers for protection, divine intervention, and our vigilance. There are many ways to be right and wrong, and there is also the realization in the very middle of everything that there's a few learning lessons that we have from the past and of history itself, and we need to take it to heart. I want to say may God bless the United States of America, because I know that starting now, actually on the new moon, which is the 20th, through August 20th and beyond, we are going to go through turbulence, trial, and tribulation, as well as have some good things happen too, because it is the time for new beginnings. Before and after a total eclipse, you need to view the eclipse through special filters to protect your eyes. During the total eclipse, when the sun has vanished, it's safe to view the eclipse without a filter, but it's important to know exactly when that moment ends and begins, and you can find that schedule on the NASA website, because they've done a terrific job of mapping this out for us. This is going to be the largest event of the summer. Millions of people will be going through the experience of viewing a total eclipse. That's exciting. More people will know it's coming this time, more than the partial eclipse we viewed in 1979. It is the first time for anyone alive today that a total eclipse has been easily accessible for the entire U.S. population, and the first in the U.S. since 1979, which was in one of the extreme corners of the country. As a matter of fact, it was in the northwestern corner, and that's where this eclipse begins. So I thought that was pretty neat. The last one ended there, and this one begins there, in the northwest corner. How popular this event might be and how difficult it could be to plan and execute being there for it, it's going to take some thinking. Despite the eclipse having a pathway crossing the entire U.S. coast to coast, it's going to go through some very remote areas. And I'm wondering if this event will attract enough people to clog even the most remote rural roads. St. Louis, the Quad Cities, Springfield, and Memphis, metros of all converging, they are metros and they all converge in rural areas, from Missouri into western Kentucky. Now, Missouri and western Kentucky are very important because that's where the center of the eclipse is. And it's very interesting to know a little bit of that history, especially when our wonderful Indian tribes were here way back when. It's mind-boggling to think of what it would be like. Endless, severe chaser convergence and the conditions for hundreds of miles. People are going to be out running the eclipse and trying to get pictures of it. It'll be like paparazzi. I don't know how much the general public cares about this event. I would assume it would be a lot, and I assume that due to the internet, far more people will know about it than in 1979. Then there are the issues of clouds suddenly moving in, or forecast in the 24 hours beforehand, causing everyone to try moving hundreds of miles at the last minute. Oh my, can you just picture it? As you can see, since ancient times, eclipses were a scary thing to witness, and many would hide when an eclipse was in effect. But fast forward to today, to the new millennium, to the 2000s, the 21st century, people all around the world are getting psyched to witness a total eclipse. Regardless, these universal oddities don't have the best reputation. This year, the solar eclipse's path will run across the United States, and this means it will have a great and significant impact on the United States. Will this be a logistic nightmare? Christian groups claim scripture suggests that August 21st will bring an apocalypse, but then they always are saying that there's going to be an apocalypse. We'll see, but I don't believe it's going to be the end of the world at all. I do think that things are going to change drastically, but it's not going to be the end of the world. The August 21st, 217 eclipse falls in the zodiac sign of Leo, the royal ruler, on the number day 21, which is known as the crowning of the Magi in numerology. So I have three predictions with this knowledge. The first could be the death of a royal. I am predicting that Queen Elizabeth II could be passing this year, and that's possible. She is 90 years old, and 9 is the number of endings and spiritual awareness, as well as 2 more leader upsets, worldwide leader upsets, during this time. Astronomy buffs and eclipse chasers who wouldn't bother with an annular eclipse will turn out for this one. Not to mention that it's happening in the summer rather than in the winter, like the eclipses of 1970 and 79 did. So they're going to be out there. I also feel that there could be some earthquakes and rumbling around Yellowstone. I think that that's going to be a very tumultuous area, as well as the Nashville and Kentucky area, which will have flooding. Astronomy buffs are the greatest chasers for convergence, and this is what might happen. I think it might occur in the Grand Tetons of Wyoming or the Great Smoky Mountains in North Carolina, or it could be along the Oregon or South Carolina coast, because these are the most scenic, photogenic places to see the eclipse. However, significant convergence is also likely where there's a duration of totality is at its greatest point. And that includes what I just said, areas anywhere along the center line, roughly between Kansas City and Nashville, Tennessee. You can expect at least 2 minutes and 40 seconds of totality at those locations. That's pretty long for an eclipse. In addition, there is a small patch of southern Illinois, southeast Missouri, and western Kentucky that will be in the path of another total eclipse that's coming to us in 2024. So some eclipse chasers will be drawn to the area because they plan coming back in 7 years and being able to boast that they saw 2 total eclipses in the same spot in a lifetime. That's amazing. How much of the general public turns out will depend on the amount of advanced publicity and preparation done in communities. Of course, states along the path, how much are they advertising it? You know, some have suggested that the states along the path declare an eclipse day holiday for a one-time only day. That would be something to close down the businesses and have everybody. Then we'd have way more people than I'm talking about. Normally, people draw to the path of an eclipse by assuming that the moon shape is perfectly round. But we know that the moon isn't smooth. Around the edges of the moon, we have a sort of a jagged peaks and valleys. And the resulting shadow shape is not perfectly smoothly oval. It's more like a polygon. To make an absolute precise map of the eclipse, you need to account for the geography of the moon, the geography of the earth, and the angle of the sun's light hitting the earth. Put that all together and you get the most accurate map of the eclipse path. And your elevation also matters. In general, the shadow cone gets slightly larger at a higher elevation, but because the shadow is hitting the earth at an angle, folks near the northern limit for this eclipse should be shifted outside of the umbria. The umbria is the shadow of the eclipse. So they're going to watch the shadow, but not be in the shadow. While folks at the southern end, which is South Carolina, Charleston, are going to be in the shadow as they view the eclipse. So here's 4 things to know about the August 20th, 2017 solar eclipse. Find out the basics when, where, and when, where, and why for the next total solar eclipse. How to watch a solar eclipse safely. All locations in the U.S. will see a deep partial solar eclipse. But don't get crazy and don't gaze at the sun directly during the partial phase. Here's what you can do instead to see the spectacular event. How to look at the sun safely. Those observing guides to solar eclipses, partial and total light, covers directly viewing the solar eclipse with filters. So you need filters on your glasses. And you need to view them through a filter-equipped telescope. Please be careful of your eyes. NASA, the website, not only has the eclipse information, but it does tell you how to protect your eyes. The Great American Total Solar Eclipse will darken skies all the way from Oregon to South Carolina, along a stretch of land about 70 miles wide. People who descend upon this path of totality for the big event are in for an unforgettable experience. The eclipse expert Jay Parashoff, an astronomer in Massachusetts, says, it's a tremendous opportunity. It's a chance to see the universe change around you. A human being is part of a whole. The whole is called the universe. A part is limited in time and space. You experience yourself, your thoughts, your feelings, and something separate from the rest. It's kind of an optical delusion from your consciousness. That's beautiful. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're talking about the solar eclipse that's coming on August 20th. This will be a series. We're going to do this for the next few weeks because there's so much information that I want to give you, especially spiritual information about this event. It's so important that I feel we need to devote the time to it. And you can certainly download this recording tomorrow at bbsradio.com. Give it 24 hours, and then you can have this information to listen to as often as you like. We're going to take a break now for our messages, but we'll be back after this. This is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of July 17th through July 23rd, 2017. A mixed bag of tricks will keep you alert and hopping this week. The moon is in Aries from the weekend and works best with short bursts of energy. As the moon moves into productive Taurus during the day on Monday, Venus makes a challenging square to Neptune early in the morning. Venus wants to ease gracefully into her day, and Neptune doesn't want to wake up at all. The challenge is that Venus wants shared love, while Neptune just wants to love for love's sake, expecting nothing in return. Be sure to balance reality and fantasy, or your illusions can get carried away. Venus also rules money and values, which could cause some confusion with your bank accounts or paycheck. By Monday evening, Mars squares Uranus, a difficult combination for the evening rush hour traffic. This energy can go hand in hand with accidents, so drive carefully and safely. This is an impatient union that would rather change the world through gunfire than flowing with the natural flow of the universe. A better use of this conflicting and frustrating energy would be to take action to reorganize your life and give yourself more freedom while having the patience to allow a peaceful transition. Tuesday is a much happier day with Venus trine Jupiter. Although trines are soft harmony, these two planets are as lucky as they get. If you need cooperation to accomplish big tasks, then Tuesday is the day to present your ideas. It would also be a good idea to buy a lottery ticket. Keep in mind, this is not a strong planetary aspect, but it's a nice lucky one. Remember, if you're going to win the lottery, you only need one ticket. Even though Venus squares Neptune at the same time, this is not one bit negative. Venus, Neptune, and Jupiter are open-minded and big-hearted, but can also be without limits. This energy leads to overspending or wanting too much with too little. almost like a champagne taste with a beer pocketbook. If you fall in love or want to purchase a big ticket item, be sure of what you're getting and or that you can make the payments easily. Sometimes you get more than you bargain for, so check it out before jumping in and making any commitments. Wednesday continues this harmony, but in a more grounded way, as talkative Mercury makes a trine to practical Saturn. This is the third and last such trine of 2017, and will hopefully help to make matters under control, especially with the worldwide government issues. On Thursday, July 20th, Mars moves into Leo until September 5th. Taking action to stepping into leadership is one of the positive parts of this six-week journey, which could also include some new leaders of state. Remember that the August total solar eclipse is in Leo at 29 degrees, and this fire element energy only gets stronger for the next several weeks, bringing us sudden and final endings. With the Sun at the tail end of its Cancer transit squaring Uranus, we could have some fiery power shakeups this week. This can be a difficult time for forest fires, but also can help you express more passion in your love for your work. Knock off early on Thursday, if you're able to, because Uranus makes such a challenge. It wants to be free. Do something different than business as usual on Thursday. As the Sun sets, it moves into the fire and self-absorbed sign of Leo. This moon will be in Cancer for the weekend, supporting family emotional nurturing and sharing warm moments with people you care about. Invite some family or friends over for a summer barbecue. The new moon arrives on Sunday the 23rd at 1 degree Leo. It is an action-packed moon because it is aligned with the warrior Mars who just moved into Leo last Thursday. The increasing amount of fire element energy building up to next month's total solar eclipse begins with this new moon. That can be an excellent for fun and play and passion and stepping into leadership. Also, remember that this energy is self-centered. Yes, if you feel it's time to light a fire and create some of your personal desires, do so. But please watch out for selfishness, conceit, vanity, and a me-first attitude. If you're planning to begin something new, hurry up and begin, because Mercury enters his storm of retrograde as August opens. Oh yes, and leave your ego at the door. If you want to do things fast, work alone. But if you want to do things well and thorough, work in a group as a team, where there is no room for any egos. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is www.new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call or ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'm sure we'll have a lot more energy to talk about next week. Looks like we have a lot of fiery changes ahead. But now, let's get back to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I just wanted to let you know about my summer schedule. Usually in the summertime, I write a book. I've been doing that since 2007. However, this summer, I will be on the road, being in some movies, as well as writing my first screenplay. The screenplay is about the book that's just come out, Unlimited Realities, and we have wonderful support, so expect the film to be out in about a year. In the meantime, I'm offering tarot lessons by Skype. I teach how to get started in meditation and how to keep up your meditative practice. I train people to give readings at the psychic fairs so that they can begin to earn an income, and I also do spiritual counseling. I am here for you. You can reach me at elizabeth_joyce@verizon.net, or you can check my website, www.new-visions.com, for my schedule during the summer. Also, why don't you have a psychic party? I'll come and give readings to you and your friends, and we can have a great time. What a wonderful summer experience that is. Your questions will be answered, and you can record the session if you like. Hoping to hear from you, and thank you for listening to Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com, Station 2, on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. Now let's get back to the show. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates from June 1st through September 2017. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
We can never know about the days to come, but we think about them anyway. If I'm really with you now, or just chasing after some finer day,
That was Carly Simon with Anticipation. And we're all in anticipation right now, starting with the new moon at 3 degrees Leo on July 20th and going right up to the full solar eclipse on August 21st. What will transpire in the U.S. and the world at large at that time? And how is this particular eclipse? How will it touch you, your loved ones personally? And I think that can only be translated and explained accurately through those who are blessed with very, very high intuition. People that are high meditators, that meditate regularly and make it a business to tune in and help others. And there are many of them, and there are many that are not. So be careful who you listen to. All humans are not willing or unable to enter into the realm of supernatural consciousness or even assimilate an acceptance of God's cosmic divinity. The traditional indoctrination human is just not curious, sacred. They are gullible and easily entertained by monopolizing religion, sports, and scientific matrices. It's not a good time to make a big purchase, such as homes or vehicles, or to relocate, to move to a different area. Traveling long distances is not recommended either. That's why I'm a little bit concerned with people that might go very, very long ways to be in the totality of this eclipse. It's really not a good idea. You don't know what the weather is going to be, how many other people are going to be there, and what it could do to you. I'm especially worried and concerned about Yellowstone Park and parts of Idaho. So please, I hope you're listening and that you'll take it to heart. Many, many details begin to be missing during eclipse times, and that can be 3 months in to 3 months out, leaving you with only very little insight. Even people, objects, and things as big as cars or airplanes can go missing during this time. I'm only saying this because since all light is being eaten by Rahu and Ketu, or as the Chinese say, the green dragon is eating the moon, you are completely robbed from having the sight on things that may potentially harm you or leave you with regrets. Think of it from this perspective. Would you ever sail your boat blind, folded to Bermuda? Would you ever do that into the Bermuda Triangle? I don't think so. Avoid making major moves or decisions 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after August 21st, 2017. If you must make a decision, then detox yourself. Make sure that you're clear. Get yourself to high levels with your meditation and breath work, and then ask about your decision. Stay away from sugar, alcohol, drugs, caffeine, smoking, and casual sex that can act as a stimulant for up to 3 days. Also, be sure to drink a lot of water, because water feeds you oxygen, and that can also bring you your senses, your inner sense of safety, cautiousness, and the things that you need to do. Go for a walk. Take a bike ride or exercise for 3 days, and no eating red meats for these 3 days. This is the best way to allow the universe to guide you into making positive choices. It's not more magical than that, but this method does work. Be sure to do morning meditation and nightly review. Morning meditation can be short. As you wake up, stretch and open up your arms wide and accept the day. And then ask spirit to fill you with the energy of the divine so that you can walk in divine love throughout the day and touch everyone you meet with it. Nightly review is a little bit more time consuming. You need to have a notebook and a pen and write down your thoughts about your day and how your day went, and see how you feel about it. If there's things that are bothering you, things that you wish didn't happen, or maybe something you said that you wish you hadn't, you have 24 hours to make amends. It's a good way to live your life, morning meditation and nightly review. The best way to allow the universe to guide you is to make a positive choice. The best way to make a positive choice is to drop your expectations, drop your desires, and ask the universe. And the universe will show you what step you need to take to achieve that which you desire. Just consider that you have now been served with your solar eclipse memo for the week. There's a list of countries that are ruled by Leo, which can expect an impact due to this eclipse. Italy, Madagascar, the Congo, Cyprus, Greece, Indonesia, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Singapore, and Switzerland. And there's a lot of cities that are ruled by Leo, which can also expect to be impacted by the solar eclipse in Leo. Bombay, India, Bath, Portsmouth, England, Damascus in Syria, Rome, Ravenna and Sicily are in Italy, Prague in Czechoslovakia, and the U.S. cities are Albany, New York, Chicago, Illinois, Baltimore, Maryland, Boston, Massachusetts, Charleston, South Carolina, Miami, Florida, and surprisingly, Montpelier, Vermont. Countries that use the symbol of a lion and the sun on their flag will go through a superficial change. But this can also include businesses that use a lion or anything that's aggressive like that in their logo. If you were born on a day ruled by the sun, for example, the 1st, the 10th, the 19th, or the 28th, this solar eclipse will impact you in some way. If your life path number reduces to a 1, you will also be susceptible to some solar eclipse changes. If your name or business name goes according to numerology alphabet system, reduces to a 1, then you will be impacted. If your ascendant is in Leo, you better believe this will have a significant impact on you personally. Donald Trump's rising sign is at 29 degrees Leo. The eclipse is at 28 degrees Leo. And we all know that this will be affecting him. And remember, this eclipse brings endings. You're finished. You're done. That's what it means. So it will be interesting to see what is finished and what is done when it comes to Donald Trump. The universe makes no mistakes. It is calculated by an intelligent program, and for lack of better words, nothing happens by accident. It really doesn't. And if you look at it and you look at your decisions and actions before such things happen, you'll realize that you're a part of everything that happens to you. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but it's true. There will be a new head for the throne in the British Kingdom. If you pay attention to the news about the royal families all over Europe, then you already know that Saudi Arabia king has just appointed his son, Poonam Sonlau, and Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdul Aziz is the heir to the throne over his nephew, and that just recently happened. Expect more public announcements regarding change of all states to the throne of royal families in Spain and in other areas that will be taking place from now on through the end of this year, and maybe further than that. There will be engagements, marriage, death, newly assigned royal duties among the royal families right before and as far as 6 months following the Leo solar eclipse. I wonder if Prince Harry's going to get married. That would be interesting, and it would prove the point. A few of the changes that will be happening with regard to everything this year could be filled with scandal, and some could take place just 2 weeks before the solar eclipse. So we're looking at any time after August 1st. We are looking at whispers, scandals. This could also be with our movie people, people in entertainment, and people in our country, as well as England and the other countries. We're going to be seeing all this happening. Kingdoms of governments are changing their leaders. There's going to be new rules and new ways to lead the people. You will see this with your various government leaders, presidents, prime ministers, dictators. There could be a new leadership aside from the royal family. I'm also seeing that this is a very dangerous time for leaders around the world. There could be leaders being overthrown, killed, or kidnapped. And there's also leaders that are coming, that are being born at this time, which is powerful. It will be powerful if you're born on August 21st, because that baby will certainly have a future of a leadership of some type. There is a significant leader that is being born during this Leo solar eclipse that will have a huge, significant role to play in future history. This could very well be 2 decades or 3 decades from now. But hopefully, we can trace it back to the eclipse and prove the point about it. There's a strong possibility of a new country being born. And it's possible that the new country will use the symbol of the sun or of a lion in their flag. It's very possible that leaders' health and safety and stability are affected at this time. It could be dramatized through the media, and this can happen any time prior to the solar eclipse and go into 6 months following the solar eclipse. That's it for this evening. We'll have more about the solar eclipse next week. I am doing a series of 3, and it's being recorded, and you can always download Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com at the archives section. It's now time to go into our meditation, and I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you learned a lot. I hope I didn't bore you, because this information is way too important for you not to hear. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. I'll see you next week, and good night.
I would be true to honor those along my way. I would be pure that I may deeply care. I would be strong and trust in life.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to prepare for our very special meditation from Elizabeth Hepburn. I am using this to help you make a covenant with the universe that you will be present, positive, and patient as we come into this very powerful time of the solar eclipse. It's the first time that we've had an eclipse such as this in 99 years. But the last time it passed over the United States was during the century of the 1200s. So this is very, very meaningful, very powerful, and very forward-moving to bring us to the place of we know that love is the answer and where peace begins. So please sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. Take some deep breaths. 3 deep breaths, and make sure that you're relaxed. Feel yourself relax. The head, the shoulders, the back, your arms, your torso, your thighs, your legs, your feet. Just feel light running through you. Take another deep breath and prepare for the messages that are coming.
I would be true. I would be brave, for there refreshing us with every breath we take. Smell it in the beauteous rose, hear it in the sweet bird song, see it everywhere you choose to look. Love lives in us every moment. Feel it deep within your soul. Feel it in your beating heart. Feel it in your hearty laugh. Feel it in the warmth of every touch. How can we ever doubt it? Think we can live without it? Love is the answer in our lives. Surrounds us every moment. Let it guide you through each day. Let your life be full and free, fragrant, joyful. Then you'll see every gift.